from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com, here on the homepage, and on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, the live feed presented by mixlr.com. If you're not a member of mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, make sure you do that right now. That'll give you an opportunity, a free opportunity, to never miss a live show that I'm doing again. And it will also give the opportunity for you to be able to talk with me in the chat room during every live show. So don't miss out on those opportunities to do that here on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. It is an honor and a privilege to be here with you on the heels of the Super Bowl. Amazing. So happy to be here. Super Bowl 50. Had an opportunity to watch it with the community. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But this was an amazing experience for the Super Bowl. It was a great Super Bowl. One of my favorites of all time. One of my favorites of my lifetime. This was a great, great way to potentially bid adieu to Peyton Manning. And I'm very happy to be here. I said that to one of my buddies that came out and celebrated watching the big game at Woody's Jerkwater Pub with me yesterday when I did the community event out at Woody's. I want to thank Tommy Tanner, his entire staff, the cooks, the bartenders, everybody. It was an amazing event. Ton of people showed up. Nobody left without a prize. We did a lot of different things. Like I said, I will talk about that a little bit more as the show goes on. But a special thanks to Woody's. And I had made that comment about Peyton Manning in this moment, that this game and being able to do a show right after the game, to not have to wait a day, 2 days, 3 days until my scheduled broadcast is ready, that's the beauty of owning my own company. That's the beauty of having Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. If something happens and I'm not scheduled to talk, I can make myself scheduled to talk. And if you're on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, you're going to get an email sent to your phone, and you'll know when I go live. Even in those moments where it's completely impromptu and something needs to be discussed. And today, to wake up in the morning on a Monday morning, February 8th, and be able to talk about this Super Bowl means a lot. It's one of the beauties and the blessings, by God, of being a broadcaster, is to talk about games like these. So I thank you for tuning in and listening here and being with me right after, the morning after, the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50. 5 decades. It's crazy. Super Bowl 50. Here with us, and I want to get started by talking about the morning menu. That is proudly brought to you by the Market Diner. The Market Diner is located in the regional market on 2100 Park Street in Syracuse, right across from Destiny USA. And the morning menu is where I give you all the show topics that are coming up in this specific broadcast. So for the morning menu presented by the Market Diner, coming up today in my conversation during this hour of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora live, Super Bowl talk. Obviously, my take on the game, as well as should Peyton Manning retire, Eli Manning's reaction to his brother Peyton's final touchdown and two-point conversion, listening in to highlights from the game, so I'll go back and play some of the highlights of what happened in the game, was Cam Newton wrong for how he handled his post-game press conference, and much more. We're also going to talk about the CNS North Stars girls basketball team, a team that has continued to remain undefeated. They have one more game left in their regular season, and if you're listening to this live, that game is going to be tomorrow, February 9th, on a Tuesday. And if you're listening to a playback here, then obviously you know that that was their final game of the regular season. Then they head to sectionals at the SRC Arena And if they can go from there, they will move on to face the best teams in the state of New York. So I believe that this CNS North Stars team has a lot to offer. There is an opportunity for a team from Central New York to have a pretty memorable season, which they've already had. So we will talk about the CNS North Stars girls basketball team as well. So Super Bowl talk, CNS North Stars talk, here in the Morning Menu, proudly presented by The Market Diner, the only place you can get the Dan Tortora special, which is my twist on a sandwich, a breakfast sandwich that you can actually get all day long. It's a Belgian waffle cut in half. Inside the Belgian waffle, you have a bacon, egg, and cheese omelet. They've only been out for 2 weeks. They have sold extremely well. The community has responded extremely well to the Dan Tortora special. I love it. I appreciate it. You can have it. I was asked the question, do you eat it with syrup or do you eat it like a sandwich? Do you cut it up or do you just hold it? I've done it both. I've tried it both different ways. I can't honestly say I have a favorite. They're both good, so if you like it with syrup, do that. If not, pick it up like a sandwich and eat it. I want to thank everybody that's gone out and got it at the Market Diner. You've been amazing. I love doing things for this community where you can go to a local place and get something local through my company that you can't buy anywhere else. I do it for you. I thank you for responding well to it. So thank you so much for your support. And make sure you get out to the Market Diner on 2100 Park Street in Syracuse, across from Destiny USA in the regional market. So, Market Diner, Morning Menu, we're talking about the Super Bowl. We're going to start here. My take on the Super Bowl. Now, seeing this game, first and foremost, okay, I went into this game, and you know, I'm an honest man. I tell you the truth. I don't hide from my predictions. I don't hide from my previous thoughts. You can't go back like a politician and make a commercial of me. Well, you said this in December, and now you're saying this in February. I'm the same. I'm fluid throughout. I am who I am who I am. That's what it is. So when you look at this game, my prediction was that Denver has a good defense. Peyton Manning is a good quarterback that hasn't been playing like himself going into the Super Bowl. And then Carolina has a strong defense. What I think is the best secondary in the country going into the game, the Super Bowl. And they have a strong offense that's been able to score at will against the likes of Seattle, where they scored 31 points in the first half and didn't score a lick in the second half, and it didn't matter. And then completely annihilating Arizona in their game, 49-15, I believe. So when you look at the Super Bowl going into it, my prediction was 31-24 Carolina over the Broncos, because I knew Peyton Manning had to be more like Peyton Manning to win this game, and he hasn't done that in a while. So that was one of my concerns. However, my prediction of 31-24 was proven wrong, because this Denver team, and I'll admit it, their defense, which I thought was phenomenal, one of the best I've seen against Tom Brady and the Patriots, in the history of Tom Brady with the Patriots, they were better than I thought they were. I can't quote Denny Green and say they are who we thought they were, because I thought Carolina was a little bit ahead defensively. I didn't think they had the defensive line, but you have Luke Kuechly as your linebacker, you have Josh Norman as your corner in that secondary. DeMarcus Ware, I have thought many, many years that he is one of the best, if not the best, in the game when it comes to getting to the quarterback, being on the line, hitting you, bouncing off that lineman and getting to where he needs to get to. DeMarcus Ware, another mistake of Jerry Jones. DeMarcus Ware, another guy. Let's get rid of DeMarcus. Let's let him go. Let's not pay him and take care of DeMarcus Ware, a man who's had 20 sacks in a season before, a man who could be argued in 3 or 4 seasons that he's been in the NFL to be the top defensive player in the country, definitely the top defensive lineman. Let's let him go, and let's go ahead and instead pick up Greg Hardy, who allegedly beat his girlfriend, who allegedly put himself in a lot of bad situations, and now Dallas doesn't have either. So, a huge mistake by Jerry Jones. That's clear. DeMarcus Ware, in this game, in any game this season. He has shown you that he is fine wine. The Denver Broncos have this way of just having players that are fine wine. They have gotten better with time. Peyton Manning is not who he used to be, as prolific a passer as he used to be. But how many quarterbacks in the NFL get to where Peyton Manning is today? Hoisting a trophy today. How many quarterbacks do it with one team, let alone two? How many quarterbacks do it at Peyton Manning's age? I will tell you, no one. Peyton Manning, the oldest quarterback to play in the Super Bowl and win. The oldest. Now, Tom Brady's right behind him, chomping at the bit. But the Denver Broncos defense took care of business to make sure that Peyton was there. DeMarcus Ware, fine wine that gets better with time. Von Miller, fine wine that gets better with time. And in history, John Elway was fine wine that finally won one because he got better with time. The Denver Broncos historically have been able to create, to go out into the field, to get the grapes, to mash them up, to go through the process of creating wine, putting it away, and then 2, 5, 10 years later, taking that wine out, and it's gotten better with time. My thoughts on this Super Bowl, good for Peyton Manning. Because this was the hard piece for me. It was the hard part for me. I picked Carolina because you know me. I'm an impartial broadcaster. If I want somebody to win, if Peyton Manning and I were best friends, if we had known each other since childbirth, I came out of the womb, and here I am in the nursery in the hospital, and he's right next to me there, and there's Peyton, and there's Dan. I would still be impartial. I wouldn't just pick Peyton because I know Peyton Manning. I wouldn't pick Peyton because he's somebody I grew up with. And I did not, let's make that clear, I did not grow up with it. It would have been awesome if I did. I did not. It'd be great if I could sit here and say I was Peyton Manning's wide receiver in high school. That would be phenomenal. But for the sake of the argument, what I'm saying is impartiality. I wanted Peyton Manning to win this Super Bowl. But as a sportscaster, I saw him coming in not the same quarterback as he's been. And I saw Cam Newton coming in running an offense that appears to be, going into the Super Bowl, the best in the country. And a defense that held their own, a complete team. I didn't see Denver as a complete team, as complete as Carolina was, coming into the Super Bowl. But this defense that Peyton Manning admitted before the Super Bowl, he admitted this defense got us where we are today. And it's the truth. It is the utmost absolute truth. So my thoughts on this Super Bowl, did I want Peyton Manning to get a ring? Absolutely. Did I want him to go out a champion? Yes. Because, you know, other guys didn't get an opportunity to, or they got an opportunity and it didn't work out. I wanted Dan Marino to be able to end his career with a ring. Instead, his team lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars 62-7. There are certain people. Now, Peyton's already won one. But you want to see guys that are of the character and the caliber of Peyton Manning to be able to leave with a ring, to leave with that final moment, that one shining moment, being a positive one. Peyton Manning, when Denver said, you know what, we're going to take him, what was the conversation? He's too old. He's had 4 back surgeries. He's not cut out for it. His body won't hold up. He's not capable. He's not what he used to be. He can't play football anymore. He's not going to be able to play a full season. How did he respond to that? He went to the Super Bowl against the Seahawks. Yes, they got annihilated. However, he got to the Super Bowl. People forget when they say if you're not first, it doesn't matter. If you're second, you're first to lose. That's BS. Okay, sometimes you're going to come in second. But second is better than 32nd. Second is better than 15th. Second is better than I get to watch the Super Bowl from the comfort of my own home because my team only won 3 games this season. And then he makes it back. Not only does he make it to the Super Bowl, but he makes it back with the Broncos. 50% of the time, 4 seasons with Denver, he's made it to the Super Bowl twice. That's better than what he did with Indy. He made it to the Super Bowl twice with Indy, but it took some years to get him going. There was some trying times in that initial season for Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning had some growing curves he had to get used to being in the NFL when he came in. So I give credit to this team. I give credit to Peyton Manning. I love the fact, and I said that when the conversation came out, 4 back surgeries, he shouldn't be playing, why would they want him, this is ridiculous, it's a terrible investment. I said that amidst all of that, my comments were, I hope Peyton Manning shuts every one of these people up. I hope he walks out there and he makes you all just quiet your mouth because you got to eat your words on this. Peyton Manning is a consummate professional. Peyton Manning is the guy that you can trust no matter how old he is or what situation he is in. There are not a lot of quarterbacks that could take one team to the Super Bowl, let alone 2. And I give Peyton Manning all the credit in the world for what he's done because it's something that doesn't get done. And he did it. Now, he didn't have to be perfect, but he was good. He didn't have to be a prolific passer. He didn't have to throw 3 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns a game and have 400 passing yards. But he did enough. But this was a complete team. This was a team that didn't have to rely on Peyton Manning. And that's thanks to the Von Millers and the Aqib Talibs and the DeMarcus Wares of this team. They didn't have to rely on Peyton Manning. In the Super Bowl, C.J. Anderson woke up. Oh my Lord, how did that happen? How many people drafted C.J. Anderson and got pissed off by week 2 or 3? Raise your hands. I can't see them. Send it to me. Let me know in the chat room, mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. C.J. Anderson. I said he's good once every 6 games. He's good for a game here and there, but he's not going to give it to you all the time. Well, darn it, he picked a good game to give it to. He picked a good game to put that energy in. He picked a good game to make this team more complete. But to finish my thoughts on Peyton Manning, before we move on here in the show, here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage and mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk, you can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping.
Get air. There's more than meets the eye at Utica Pizza Company on 628 South Main Street in North Syracuse, New York. Located in the Main's Plaza near Sweetheart Corners at the intersection of Route 11 and Taft Road, Utica Pizza Company is the proud home of homemade recipes that have withstood the test of time from generation to generation to reach your plate today. Dine in or get takeout by calling 315-214-3060. That's 315-214-3060 for takeout from Utica Pizza Company, which is now the proud home of the Wake Up Call special, Chicken Salt and Boca, available 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Go to Utica Pizza Company Monday through Sunday, open for you on 628 South Main Street in North Syracuse, New York, located in the Main's Plaza near Sweetheart Corners at the intersection of Route 11 and Taft Road.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
All the great flavors of Utica Pizza Company right at your doorstep. It's a Utica thing. Family-owned restaurant on wheels. For festivals, parties, receptions, and more, including lunch stops right by your office building, call It's a Utica Thing and have them come to your next event. 315-738-8946. That's 315-738-8946. The flavors of Utica Pizza Company, authentic recipes right by you with an authentic menu. You choose the menu, you choose the place. Call now to reserve. It's a Utica Thing, the family-owned restaurant on wheels. 315-738-8946. That's 315-738-8946.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Let me say this. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Peyton Manning, for what he's done. 200 wins in his career. 200 wins between the regular season and the postseason. There is no quarterback in the history of the NFL. Your Tom Brady's, your John Elway's, your Steve Young's, your Joe Montana's, your Joe Namath's, your Troy Aikman's, your Dan Marino's. There is no quarterback in NFL history to have 200 wins, regular and postseason combined, the most ever in the history of the National Football League. And how amazing is this? I feel like Peyton Manning is that guy that, you know, God looks kindly upon. He must be doing something right. Because you walk into the Super Bowl with 199 career wins, and if you win, you'll have this big, gigantic 200. That it wasn't 198 he was coming in, or 197, or 201. That the big time number was here. Most passing yards and passing touchdowns in his career and within a single season. 5-time NFL MVP. Nobody's done it more. And a 2-time Super Bowl champion. That is Peyton Manning. And he didn't do it with one team. He did it with two. And he did it with less time. What do you think about that? It took Peyton time to push through. He's a, you know, he is a phenomenal quarterback. When you look back on his history with the Indianapolis Colts, Peyton Manning was getting work done, but it took time. And then all of a sudden, okay, we're going to go up and play the Bears in the Super Bowl. Kick their butt. All right, we'll take a ring. Okay, now we're going to go play New Orleans. Oh, I'm inside my 20. I'm going to throw an interception. Game over. 31-17. It happens. But he went to two, and he won one of them. 50% of the time in the Super Bowl, you win. It's better than zero. It's better than 25 or 30. And just getting to the Super Bowl so that you can say whether you won or not, that's pretty darn good as well. Then to say, okay, you know what? I spent all this time with the Colts. I could retire. I'm going to give it another shot. Oh, Denver wants to pick me up. Let's do this. Okay, Denver, put me out there. Let me go to work. 2 Super Bowls in 4 years, won one of them. And he is now tied with his brother Eli. And let's talk about Eli's face before I take a step aside here. Eli's face of sheer terror and shock. All I could read from in this, in the face that I'm talking about is, many of you know it, but if you didn't watch the game or maybe you stepped away or whatever it may be, Eli Manning, this is the thing. When Eli plays in the Super Bowl, Peyton goes up in the luxury box, watches his brother, and vice versa. So Eli's up there with the Manning family. Everybody's excited. That touchdown happens, right? CJ Anderson gets in. They rule it a touchdown. After they review it, they say, okay, it's going to stand. It's a touchdown. And then Peyton Manning goes, I'm going to go for a 2-point conversion. Throws it. Touchdown, or pardon me, 2-point conversion complete. After that 2-point conversion's completed, they shoot up to the box to see the Manning family. Manning family's freaking out. They're grabbing and hitting, kind of like nudging Eli, and Eli is looking like a small child that has just seen a ghost in the attic of their house and has no idea how to respond or what to say to their family. And I took that Eli Manning face, and what I took from it, Eli, is you going, oh, fill in the blank, I had 2 Super Bowl rings, and I had one up on my brother. My brother's got all these records, all this history, all these accolades. My brother has been one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. However, I got 2 Super Bowl rings, and he doesn't. Take that, Peyton, older bro. Now Peyton has 2. So that Eli Manning face, whatever it really was, it looked like, oh, damn. So the only thing I had on my brother, we're now tied. So when I'm sitting down at dinner with the fam, and I'm like, and Peyton's like, well, you know, it feels good to do this, bro, and it feels good to do that, and take 2 different teams in the Super Bowl, and then Eli takes his rings out of his pocket and he goes, yeah, but how do these look? Well, now Peyton reaches into his pocket and he goes, they look good, but not as nice as these. Not as nice as 2 different teams. 2 different franchises. So I think the look on Eli Manning's face was, this sucks. Good for you, bro. Bad for me at the table now. Because you know those families where it's a sports family. So there's that healthy, like, razzing back and forth. There's that, I want it, you want it. Are you good? Am I good? Who's the best? Well, Eli's that little brother that's been in the shadow of Peyton. And he's... got 2 rings. No matter what you want to say about Eli Manning, he has two rings. But now all of a sudden, so does Peyton. And I think that that look on his face was a look of terror and realization that there is no separation in that area anymore in the Manning family. So credit to Peyton Manning for what he's done, and credit to Eli, too. No reason to be upset or ashamed or feel bad. Peyton Manning, I got to give it up to you. You are one of the best. I had an opportunity to speak to Peyton Manning in a post-game press conference when he played for the Colts up against the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, Florida. One of the greatest moments, even though it was one question, it was a short amount of time, it's still interviewing Peyton. It's still being able to talk to him. I would love to do more, have an extensive opportunity. I pray and I hope for that someday. But to have Peyton Manning do what he's done, to be able to be in a room with him, talk with him, see him, he is one of the best role models I have seen. You don't see him getting himself in trouble. You don't see him going out drinking, going to clubs when he's suspended, flying out to Vegas. You don't see him hitting his wife, not taking care of his kids, slamming his car into a pole, finding out that he's drunk. You don't hear any of that stuff. What you hear is that a man that wasn't supposed to be able to do it just did it. But it wasn't just him. And we'll talk about that as we spin back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com live and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, the live feed.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Olay Olay, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So kind of a side entrance, and that's on Brewerton Road in Matadale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000-square-foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo chicken wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Matadale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
Comic book, toys, gaming, and entertainment fans, this is your wake-up call. Salt City Collecticon is going on Sunday, May 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the F-Shed at the Regional Market on 2100 Park Street in Syracuse, across from Destiny USA. Buy your pre-sale tickets for $8 by going to Larger Than Life Toys and Comics inside the Great Northern Mall, right off of Route 31 in Clay, or by going to saltcitycollecticon.com. All day long gaming, opportunity to buy comic books, entertainment, special guests, trivia, and prizes throughout the day, as well as food from Cam's Pizzeria, Carvel DeWitt, Q Dogs, and Ole Ole Mexican Restaurant. You can't afford to miss Salt City Collecticon, Sunday, May 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Proudly brought to you by Larger Than Life Toys and Comics, Syracuse Nerd, Rainy Toad Gaming, and Larger Than Life with Dan Tortora. Buy your tickets now at Larger Than Life Toys and Comics inside the Great Northern Mall or on saltcitycollecticon.com.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and on wakeupcalldt.com, the homepage. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't become a member of mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, make sure you do that right now. It'll give you an opportunity to stay in touch with the show, never miss a live show again, and be able to chat with me during the live broadcast. Only members can do so. And on wakeupcalldt.com, become a member right now and attach yourself to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora 24/7, wherever you go, whatever you're doing. Listen, watch, read, enjoy. So many different things for you to get involved with. Make sure you don't miss out on an opportunity to do so. Before the break, talking about Peyton Manning. But like I said, it wasn't just him. Peyton Manning wasn't the only one out there doing work for the Denver Broncos. He wasn't the only one that brought this championship to the Denver Broncos team. This defense has a huge, huge piece in it. That's why Von Miller is the Super Bowl MVP. That's why he is most deserving, earning of that opportunity. Because Von Miller has played out of his mind. Von Miller is the guy that keeps getting brought up. You got to look out for him. He's the person that you got to watch. The fear of what's he going to do. And you shouldn't be afraid of anybody. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you should ever have fear of any man, because it's a person. But I will say that Von Miller is one of those guys that when he's on the field and he's coming at you, you better be ready. You better be prepared, because he's going to put that work in. He's going to be there. Are you going to be there? Are you going to be ready? Are you going to be prepared? That's up to you, but Von Miller's going to be there. Cam Newton, number one pick. Von Miller, number second pick in the same draft. Number one, number two, Cam Newton, Von Miller, respectively. The number two pick, like I said, when they say, if you're second, then you're not first. If you're second, then you're first to lose. I would believe, I would reckon to say, that that is an absolute false, as shown by Cam Newton and Von Miller. If you're second, then you're the first to lose. Okay, Von Miller lost being the first pick in the NFL draft, but he won the Super Bowl. I think he'll take that over being the number one pick. I think that that's clear to say. And I think Cam Newton would give up being the number one pick in the draft in hindsight if he had a Super Bowl ring this morning. That's the truth of the matter. That is the truth. So, huge credit to this defense. I want to take a listen in to the Denver defense here. These are some highlights that are provided by the NFL in the coverage of the game. So, I want to add these in here so you can have an opportunity to listen back to a playback of some of those top moments when Denver truly got to Cam Newton and forced a lot of opportunities for themselves, taking the ball away from Carolina in a way that made the game look silly at times. Denver, their defense, just head and shoulders above the rest. And I give them credit, because I thought Carolina D, Denver D was close. But in the Super Bowl, Denver showed you who the top defense is.
The Panthers have a 3rd and 10. Here comes pressure, and it comes to him. The ball is out in the end zone, and it's recovered by Malik Jackson for the touchdown. It was Von Miller with the strip sack, and Jackson with the recovery. a meeting here of the first and second picks of the 2011 draft. Newton first, Miller second. Third down and eight. Here comes DeMarcus Ware after him. And the Broncos get to him again.
January by the NFL, Tim.
It's a pass again, and he's looking to throw it himself. But it breaks down, and the Broncos were there to shove him out
and get a personal foul himself.
From the 49, that's Tolbert. And he fumbles, and Trevathan is there with the recovery. Second and 10, and that will close out the half as DeMarcus Ware pile drives Cam Newton to the ground. Down the middle, and it is intercepted by T.J. Ward. Went through the hands again, and he fumbles it. Picked up by Trevathan, who had a recovery in the first half. Here comes the pressure. Nowhere to go. And Newton's down at the 22. Wolf and Miller both get to the quarterback. It's a third and nine. Rushing four, ball comes out of the hands of Newton. It's on the ground and still on the ground. Picked up by T.J. Ward at the four-yard line. Vaughn Miller did it again.
All the opportunities Denver's defense has created.
And as Jackson and then Ware wrapping him up at the five.
The Denver defense. The best, and I can say this now, I thought Carolina was, and I will admit that I was wrong. When you put the top two defenses in the country against each other, Denver and Carolina, Denver showed that their defense is that much better. I mean, it was night and day. There was no connection. There was no 1-2. Who's the best? Who's the second best? It was Denver has a really good defense. It's superb. And Carolina looked like the fifth best, the tenth best defense. The Denver Broncos putting in work, making it happen. They forced four fumbles in the game. They recovered three of them. They forced two fumbles by Cam Newton, which he lost both. Two fumbles by Mike Tolbert, which he lost one. Four fumbles in the game, recovered three. Danny Trevathan, who obviously you heard on the call there for the Super Bowl, Danny Trevathan had eight total tackles, four solo for himself. T.J. Ward, who you also heard, seven total tackles, four of those were solo. Von Miller, six total tackles, five of those were solo. Two and a half sacks in the game, one pass deflected, two quarterback hits. Chris Harris Jr., five total tackles, all solo, one sack, one tackle for a loss, one quarterback hit. Aqib Talib also had five tackles, all solo, two passes deflected. Malik Jackson had the touchdown off the fumble recovery. He had the quarterback hit. He had a tackle for a loss. He had five solo tackles as well. DeMarcus Ware, five solo, or five tackles, three were solo, two sacks, two tackles for a loss, four quarterback hits. This team played out of their minds. 72 tackles in the game, 7 sacks on Cam Newton, 5 tackles for a loss on top of 10 passes deflected, 13 quarterback hits, and a defensive touchdown, which I said would happen in the game. I said, don't be surprised if you see a defensive touchdown from both teams. And Denver got theirs early. Carolina never got going. This team, absolutely superb. When you go down the list and you say Danny Trevathan, T.J. Ward, Von Miller, Chris Harris Jr., Aqib Talib, Malik Jackson, DeMarcus Ware, when you go, as well as Brandon Marshall, when you go down that line, and Derek Wolfe, who had a half a sack in the game, helping out DeMarcus Ware, when you go down that line of names, when you go through that roster of names, if I took Derek Wolfe out, or I took Chris Harris Jr. out, or I take Danny Trevathan out, you still have T.J. Ward, Von Miller, Aqib Talib, Malik Jackson. You still have this amazing talent on Denver. This defense is the defense that you make when you're playing fantasy football. It's the defense that you put together when you can create your own team when you're playing Madden. That's the defense that this defense is. And the defense, and I know a lot of the talk is going to be about Peyton Manning. And listen, there should be a lot of talk about Peyton Manning. But there should be equal amount of talk about the Denver Broncos defense, and even more so when it comes to this game specifically. And I don't know Peyton Manning personally, sit down, have coffee, and talk. But I will say that from seeing him over the years, from being around him, from being in a room standing next to him during a press conference, to now, I have not seen a man who takes all the credit. I've seen a man who's very appreciative. He thanks God. He has faith in something above him. And then he gives credit to his teammates and where credit is due. He said that the defense helped to get them to where they were, and the defense won this Super Bowl. Peyton Manning went 13-23, 141 yards, didn't throw a touchdown, had an interception. But, like I said, this defense did what they needed to do, and C.J. Anderson showed up as well. 23 carries for 90 yards, just about 4 yards a carry. He had a touchdown in the game, and it's now time to take a listen to C.J. Anderson in what potentially could be his one of his best games. Well, let's put it like this. It was one of the best games of his career. He had an abysmal season. He did not play well for fantasy owners, nor did he for the Denver Broncos, until the Super Bowl. Let's listen in to some of the highlights from C.J. Anderson.
First down at the Carolina 34. Their first rushing was Anderson up ahead for about seven, running behind Evan Mathis. And he's from the local area across the bay in Vallejo. He's got it again. He's got the first down with ease. And he barrels down to about the Carolina 14 into the arms of Shaq Thompson. That's a 12-yard carry. This last one, a fumble by Tolbert on the Denver side of the field, second and 10. And Anderson, able to break away into the secondary, breaks another tackle. At the Carolina 25.
Watch the center, 61. Paradis gets Luke Kuechly, allow C.J. Anderson to get through that line of scrimmage and make that run.
Hand off to Anderson. He's going to give him some room. He's still on his feet. Look at him move the pile for the first. DPI defensive pass interference. First and goal. And Anderson. Right back in. And he's zone for the touchdown.
That coming from the highlights of C.J. Anderson, running back of the Denver Broncos, and what he was able to put together in this game. A phenomenal game for him. Did great work. And I'm going to say phenomenal game because 23 carries for 90 yards and a touchdown. You have to look at who's doing it. Is that the best game in the world for a running back? No. Is that the top running back performance of the Super Bowl? Not even close. But C.J. Anderson is one of those guys that he could have 23 carries for 3 yards. He could have 10 carries for 17 yards. No touchdowns. For him to have the touchdown, to have it when he had it, to have that dagger, to finish the game off, I give him all the credit in the world for what he was able to put together. So you have to give him respect for what he did, and that was be in those moments that were the critical moments to get the Denver Broncos in good field position and get the Denver Broncos that final touchdown. Jim Nance and Phil Sims made the call on the game. I thought they did a good job. I like Jim Nance and Phil Sims. I don't know what you could say. If somebody knows what they're talking about when it comes to football, if they're able to talk eloquently, clear, and they're able to tell you about the sport itself, I don't know what negative things you can say. I know we live in a world where there's a lot of negativity. I don't care for it. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. And when you're negative, you look catty. When you're catty, you look like a jealous ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. When you look like a jealous ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, nobody really cares about what you have to say. And if they care about what you have to say, they're miserable too. So Jim Nance, Phil Sims, good job on the call, in the game. Super Bowl halftime show, it was amazing. I thought it was great. I like Coldplay. Beyonce, okay, Beyonce's lover or hate her, Beyonce's performance is always good. She always can shut it down. so to speak. She shut it down. She starts coming out there dancing like that with all her dancers behind her. You're in New York City, then the street is shut down. It's people beeping their horns, but people are stopping. There's going to be more people stopping, taking pictures and dancing than beeping those horns. You might beg to differ if you live in New York City, but I believe so. So Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Coldplay, I love the mashup, them all coming together, the dance-off between Beyonce and Bruno Mars, Coldplay at the end, bringing it all back together, and then paying tribute to people that have done the Super Bowl halftime performances in the past. I thought it was a great halftime show, thought it was a great game. Listen, it wasn't the offensive game that a lot of people like, but 24-10, it was a Super Bowl. That's how I define Denver versus Carolina for Super Bowl 50. It was a Super Bowl. And what I mean by that was, it was a good game. It was a good game. We saw fumbles, we saw strips, we saw tackles that were huge, sacks that were ever important. We saw somebody shut down Cam Newton, which hasn't happened. We saw somebody hold the Carolina Panthers offense from scoring at will. That hasn't happened. We saw Peyton Manning move the ball down the field and get it to Emmanuel Sanders on numerous opportunities to keep the play alive, to keep the game in that possession alive. We haven't seen that all throughout the season in a lot of situations. C.J. Anderson, we haven't seen him play this way a lot this season. DeMarcus Ware, Aqib Talib, and the rest of the defense, we have seen them play this way, but this was the biggest stage that they can be on, and this is how they handled it. I'm extremely happy for DeMarcus Ware, who wasn't appreciated in Dallas, or else Dallas would have kept him. I'm not saying the fans didn't appreciate him, but I'm saying the front office made a huge mistake. I'm happy that DeMarcus got a ring. He has earned that ring. In his first three seasons in the NFL, I was like, give this man a ring. Give this man what he has earned. You can't be that good on defense and not come home with a ring at some point in your career. So I'm very happy for DeMarcus Ware that he can wear that ring right now. That's amazing for him. So really, this game showed you a lot of things that we haven't seen. Carolina's defense unable to stop somebody. We haven't really seen that too much. So Denver truly showed in this game that they're the better team. Like I said, my prediction was 31-24 Carolina. I knew Peyton Manning had to play out of his mind. I knew he had to just, and when I say out of his mind, I knew he had to minimize his mistakes. I knew he had to move the ball and look a lot better than he's looked in other games this season. He threw an interception. He didn't throw a touchdown, but he was better than he has been. He did things that he needed to do, but they ran a well-balanced offense with C.J. Anderson. Let's not kid ourselves. Once again, it was the defense. 9 times out of 10 in the Super Bowl, it was the Denver Broncos defense. But my prediction of 31-24, I said, listen, I'm not going to be upset if Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl because I want him to go out with a ring. I want him to have a ring to leave. That's how I wanted his final moment to be. Now, he said he doesn't know if that's going to be his final moment. So that is, that. I mean, that's a big question up right now is, what do you think? Should he be done? I believe that Peyton Manning should be done. I believe that you're the oldest quarterback to go to the Super Bowl, win it. You got 200 career wins, passing touchdowns, passing yards, breaking records. Bye-bye Brett Favre, bye-bye Dan Marino, bye-bye Tom Brady. You've set all these records. You have now tied your brother with Super Bowl rings. You've done it with two different teams. You have proven that you can be a positive piece on two different franchises to get to the Super Bowl and win it.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
A live game day experience unlike anything you've ever seen is at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York, down the road from the Carrier Dome, and at the Orange Crate Express on 309 East Seneca Street in Manlius, New York, the former Ugly Duckling. You're pre-gaming with us at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse for all Syracuse Orange football and men's basketball home games. And for the away games, you're pre-gaming with us at Orange Crate Express on 309 East Seneca Street in Manlius, New York. Wake up call game day live. Whether it's a night out on the town, going out and grabbing a drink, or coming out and seeing the game, you're going to Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse and the Orange Crate Express at 309 East Seneca Street in Manlius. Pre-game with Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora and our special guests throughout the Syracuse Orange football and Syracuse Orange men's basketball seasons. If I were Peyton Manning, as hard as it would be to leave, and trust me, it would be. It would be extremely hard for me to leave. But how can you leave on any better note than that note? How can you leave on any better time than hoisting the trophy? That is when it is time to go. And Peyton Manning said after the game, whatever the decision is, I have real peace about it. I'm going to enjoy the Super Bowl victory and celebrate with my family and friends. I'll keep doing it for a few more weeks, And then at the appropriate time, I think I'll make a decision. I have to tell you, though, I'm very much at peace with it. Now, when you hear somebody say, I'm very much at peace with this decision, it kind of makes you think, okay, I love this game. What I take from a guy like Peyton Manning saying, I'm at peace with this decision, is I have wanted to play, I have played, and now as much as I want to play and I want to continue, I know that this is my time that I should say, see you later to the game. That I should step off the field for the game of football. That's what I read from it. Is that, yeah, he's going to go celebrate, but if he's at peace with it, I feel like it was hard for him to be at peace with it because he's such a competitor and he loves the sport of football and the NFL. So I think when push comes to shove, saying he's at peace with it, specifically Peyton Manning is saying, as much as I want to play, I know it's time to go. Now, I have never wanted this day to happen. I've never wanted Peyton Manning to stop playing football, but there's going to come a day where that's going to happen. There's going to come a day where you have to just move forward and know that what happened was great, but everybody at some point in the NFL has to finish, has to go. And the man's got plenty of life ahead of him. He needs to coach something, somewhere, somehow, even if it's a peewee football league, even if he's just with the kids. But I love that Peyton Manning said that he was concerned his priorities after hoisting that trophy were to kiss his wife, be around his kids, and have Von Miller take him to dinner. I like that. I like the comedy. I like the affection. I like the emotion. I like that your priorities are in the right place, saying, I want to kiss my wife and I want to be around my kids. Then you can come back and ask me these questions. There was also another great moment that happened in this game, and I want to play it. It's super quick. It's a very, very short statement, but it's a statement that needs to be put out there because I really just personally and professionally, and I'll talk about that in a moment, I really like hearing something like this.
This one's for Pat!
This one's for Pat. That's said by John Elway. Now, John Elway, when he finally got to hoist that Super Bowl trophy, he was given credit by the Pat that he is mentioning, Pat Bowlen, Denver Broncos owner. January 25th, 1998, Pat Bowlen says, this one's for John. And with Pat Bowlen now being where he is, not being able to be at the game, has Alzheimer's disease, and is not dealing with the day-to-day operations of the team, John Elway hoisting that trophy and saying, this one's for Pat, Pat Bowlen. And I say that I know personally because my grandmother, my dad's mom, Gammy Miller, as I called her, I continue to call her when I say a prayer and say hi to her in heaven. Gammy Miller, she had so many wonderful smiles and moments that she gave to me, smiling, hugging me, having me in the kitchen, teaching me different things. And Alzheimer's affected her life. But I can say that when she passed, we were at peace together. We knew we loved each other. Everything was good. She got to meet my future wife, who I am very happy to say almost 2 years married now. So, for Pat Bowlen, I know that Alzheimer's is a terrible, terrible thing, but I hope and I pray that cures will be found, miracles do happen, and that no matter what happens, God will take care of you and His will be well. To his wife, Annabelle Bowlen, she said, quote, if Pat was here today, he would say he is very proud of his team and the best fans in the NFL. On behalf of the Bowlen family, congratulations to the Denver Broncos. For the third time, Broncos country, you are Super Bowl champions. End quote. I hope and I pray the best for the Bowlen family, for Annabelle, for Pat, for all their loved ones, that they don't let Alzheimer's or anything stand in their way. I'm very, very, very happy to see that if any family is going to win and hoist that Super Bowl trophy, that it's a family who truly needs that bit of happiness right now. So congratulations to the Bolin family. Congratulations to the Denver Broncos. Real quick here, what do I think about Cam Newton? Do I believe that he did the right thing by not saying much in his post-game press conference and then walking out? Let me put it to you like this. Cam Newton being in a room, hearing other people celebrating, this is my thing. If you want to talk to the losing team, you got to put them in a locker room. You got to put the winning team in the other locker room. You can't have the Denver Broncos talking about how excited and elated they are right in front of Cam Newton. But being a professional, as I believe you need to be, as I am, if I was Cam Newton, I would sit there, and as much as I heard everybody talking about it, and Aqib Talib being like, oh my God, man, this is amazing, and Peyton Manning saying this means so much to me, and DeMarcus Ware saying, I finally got one, would it be hard for me to hear that all around me? Absolutely. It would be hard for anybody. But I would sit there, and I would go through it, and I would answer questions, and I would do what I need to do. However, do I think Cam Newton was wrong for walking out of the post-game press conference and not really saying much and just making faces and having one-word answers? No. He is a human being. He just lost the biggest game he's ever played in his life. That is hurtful. That is hard. He's got to listen to people talk crap about him for God knows how many months, pretty much from now all the way till the first game of the next season for 2016-17. So Cam is running through his head, I did all these things wrong. I'm so mad at myself. I let my team down. This is terrible. We couldn't get it going. Why didn't I do this? What was wrong with me? Was I nervous? This was a big stage. I thought I could handle it. I think I'm Superman. Obviously, I'm not in this game. All of that stuff is rushing through your head. Would you want to sit there and talk to somebody? No. You would want to go hug your girlfriend, hug your wife, hug your family. If it was me personally, I would want to go hug my wife, hug my parents, call my friends, and have everybody in a room with me, and just sit there, and I would probably cry. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'd cry. I'd be super emotional, and I would just need the support of the people around me that love me. So if Cam Newton had to get up to do that, I understand it. I completely understand it. Quick note here on the CNS North Stars in the morning menu presented by the Market Diner on 2100 Park Street. In the regional market across from Destiny USA, the team continues to remain unbeaten, have nothing but positive things to say. I was at the most recent game this past Friday for CNS up against Corcoran. The team won 88-34. The game would have gotten completely out of hand if the starters had stayed in all the way through. My cousin Samantha Totora had some good moments in there, good shots underneath, good plays underneath. Amani Free, someone that I've gotten to see grow up and become the person that she is today. Amani played phenomenal inside. She did good work. She got after it. This team gets after the boards. Their three-point shooting is better than Syracuse men's basketball in many cases. So I give them all credits. Michaela Roberts, the younger sister of Samantha Roberts, who also played at CNS, now at OCC. Michaela got over 1,000 points in her career. Didn't stop there. Continued to hit threes. This team moved the ball around. They hit shots. They played defense. They got after it. They never said when. They never gave up. They never went down. They never stopped playing hard. And that's when you know the team is led by a good coach and Eric Smith. They've remained undefeated. They have one more game in the regular season. Then they head on to sectionals, Ossining, the number one team in New York State because they are reigning champions, back-to-back champions. And hopefully, this is what you like to see in any sport, is you want to see CNS, who is the number two team in New York State, play the number one team, but they both got to keep winning in order to get there. I want to thank CNS for allowing me to be at the game. God bless, be well, and I'll talk to you all very soon here on Wake Up Call.